Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hello, everybody. Doug Addison here. It's Spirit Connection Live, and it is 2015. I hope I'm on. It says I'm live. But let me get things going. This is the episode January 7th, 2015, and I'm real excited to bring a prophetic word for the year. And God's been speaking to me about some major things, a major transition happening. And so we're going to do, about 30, 35 minutes of prophetic words, and then Q&A in the chat room. And I've got Nina in the chat room, so put in your questions and things. Don't put any long dreams, please. We can't handle long dreams in this format. So if you want your questions and some smaller dreams answered, that would be great. But you can put them in now, and then we'll be picking them up later. All right. My website, dougaddison.com, and you can get my free ebook, Night Dreams Reveal Your Life Dreams. Check it out. It's worth it. It's worth reading, and it's free. And also, my daily prophetic words are on my website and Twitter and Facebook. Look me up, Daily Prophetic. And I do online training on dreams, tattoos, finding your destiny, and all that fun stuff. So let's get started. We'll just start praying. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you that you're opening up the heavens right now, even on this chat, even on this on the webcast and on the podcast and on the chat and everything, that even the people that are listening to this later and the rebroadcast. And Father, I thank you that you're doing something. You're going to open up the heavens right now over us, and we just say yes to what you're doing. And we ask, God, that you would let this word go out, these words, these prophetic words for 2015. We ask you to let them go out into the airways, and that it would not return void, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, you know, I posted something on my Facebook page today, and I wanted to talk about it. It is 2015, and we're still here, isn't it? Hey, let's do the pulse. Hey, everyone, we're still here. It's exciting, and we haven't gone under like some people have been predicting, and, you know, that God's actually on the move. He loves us. He's not judging us. He's not judging the U.S. right now. Mercy triumphs over judgment, and that's part of the prophetic word that I have for this year and this month. And you look at the numbers, and look at the statistics. The economy really is dramatically improving, and yes, you can trust this. We're on the verge of a major move of God. So don't listen to the negative reports. Don't listen to conspiracy stories and internet talk, things that, you know, that is unconfirmed stories that cause fear. Anything that's putting fear in you, or anything that's not putting in one of the fruit of the Spirit or something encouraging, you know, even the talk radio, I just recommend just, you know, take a break from it, fast from that, and listen to the good news that God has to say, because it's all around. Yeah, we're going to go through some rough times, but it's not what the level that people are saying right now. So, so whatever you focus on becomes your reality, whether it's reality or not. Whether it's based on reality, so you can actually focus on the good things. God showed me that it's accusations and judgments from Christians against each other and against other people that are actually clogging up our ability to hear Him clearly. Now, how do I know this? Because I stopped grumbling. A few years ago, I stopped judging. I just was very cautious of my tongue, and suddenly it opened the heavens over me to be able to hear God clearly like I am now. And I have an overload of revelation right now. Just telling someone, I can't even assimilate. I can't even journal enough of it. I know it's from the open heaven, and I really invite you to this too, you know, just be part of the solution and not the problem, or just repeating the problem. So my advice for this year is to get a positive kingdom understanding. I've been talking about it for a long time now. And when negative things happen to you, it's not God's will. God's will is the opposite. It's probably the attack of the enemy. So therefore, you need to flip that and flip it good. You can flip that around and find God's will. Pray for wisdom. Pray for blessing. Pray for love. Don't judge others, and watch and see what happens. Come into agreement with heaven over yourself, over your other people, over the government, over the president, over the leaders. Yes, even those. Jesus said, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. He didn't say, get suspicious of them and start talking against them. Really, he did not say this. Gosh, I wish people could grab hold of the simple message of Jesus and have their eyes open, as Jesus said. He said, more than anything else, we have to have eyes that see and ears that hear. So don't give up doing good. It's going to pay off in due time. And plan long, because the best is yet to come. So we're going to ask, I just want to pray this one verse over you, and Ephesians 1:18 and 19 is actually two verses. I pray that the eyes of your heart would be enlightened in order that you may know the hope for which he has called you in the glorious riches of his inheritance to his holy people, and then comparable great power for those of us who believe. The power in that is that same might and strength. God gives us the eyes to see and hear, and the ears to hear, and we need to come into agreement with what the Spirit of God is saying right now, and it is not fear. Believe me, that if you're hearing fearful things, that is not what God is doing right now. And we want the fear of the Lord, of course, but there's a big difference. Anyway, 2015 is going to be a year of breakthrough. The theme this year is going to be from Revelation 4:1, and I'm going to read it right now. John was having this encounter in heaven, and after this, I looked up, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and a voice that I had heard speaking sounded like a trumpet, and it said, "Come up here, and I will show you what is what must take place after this." 2015 is going to be the new doors, the open heaven, the come up here. That's the key to getting through in 2015, is you've got to rise above your current situation. You need to rise above things and come up here to gain a God perspective. And God's been downloading things, a lot of things right now to a lot of people. And we need to come into agreement with what he's doing and what he's saying. There's been a shift, honestly. There's been a radical shift in the spiritual realm over the last few days. Let me share a few things. God's been speaking to me. At Valentine's weekend in February 2013, I was speaking at the Power and Love Conference in Bethel, in Redding, California, the Bethel Church. And I was actually landing, Lynn and I was landing at the airport in Redding, February 12th, 2013, I have it in my journal, and God spoke to me several things. He had a massive download, and he told me that there would be a major prophetic sign from heaven on Saturday, February 16th. Now, this is still 2013, so it's going to be 4 days later. And he also told me that there was going to be some major transition that was coming ahead for me. And sure enough, February 16th, a massive 7-mile stretch of over 100,000 dolphins gathered at the coast of Southern California, off the coast. And it was a sight that to be seen. And it couldn't be explained scientifically. They didn't understand it. And God spoke to me that it was a prophetic sign of the gathering, a gathering of encouragers that was coming to Southern California, and that it was an army of prophetic encouragers are going to soon emerge. And water represents the Spirit. Dolphins represent encouragers and encouragement. And we're going to see this massive 7 miles. This was two years ago. Now, at the time, I didn't understand it. I just looked at my journal today because yesterday God spoke to me and told me to go back to that entry in my journal. I didn't understand it back then. But now I do. In fact, God's given me a massive download over just the last 2 days. And so if you've been around my ministry enough, you know that I consider myself a spiritual dolphin, so to speak, if that makes sense. But think about it. Dolphins, I'm the original flipper. Dolphins can flip things. They bring joy and happiness everywhere they go. They go deep in the spirit. Did you know that a dolphin, a pod of dolphins, are the only marine mammals that can kill a shark, and they do it in a pod. And that, there's so much prophetic in this, but I'm the original flipper, so flip it and flip it good. I'm going to flip things tonight, flip the spiritual realm over you. I feel it already. We've had a lot of warfare coming up to this, but God's doing something new. So the sign of the dolphin, God said, he confirmed it to me. So at the time, the dolphin gathering, when that happened in 2013, I was living on the central coast of California, Santa Maria, and but God had spoken to me that I would be transitioning back to Southern California and be part of a new movement. Now, I heard this in 2012 on that day, and then the sign of the dolphin came in 2013, many people thought it was judgment, and the prophets, many prophetic people were even saying that a big earthquake's coming to Southern California. And I always say it doesn't take a prophet to predict an earthquake in California, but it does take a prophetic person to be able to tie in two events and predict things a little more clearly. Now, I'm not saying that we're not going to have earthquakes, because we just had one the other day here in L.A., and I'm not saying that the prophets were wrong on this. What I am saying, however, is that God is now holding things back. He's doing something new right now. We've had a seasonal shift, and God spoke to me in this year, January 2015. He is holding things back that many of the prophets have seen coming, and these things were legitimate things. Some of them were not accurate, but many of them were prophetic. People were seeing things, and as a prophetic person, we see things, but we often lack understanding, or especially timing. One of my main gifts is timing. I've been moved into a season of the Issachar anointing, which is an understanding times and seasons, and that's why I can release a daily prophetic word and a weekly article and a monthly word. And I've been able to do that just recently because God has shifted this seasonal gift over me. And I'm telling you right now, we're entering into a seven-year time of mercy and blessing from 2015 to 2022. And again, this does not mean that we're not going to see any disasters and difficult times, but mercy is going to triumph over judgment during this time. And this is a time for the West Coast to rise and shine, because I heard this for the West Coast, actually, and from San Diego to Seattle, and then even beyond that, up into Vancouver, British Columbia. And we're going to see Isaiah 60, verse 1. I heard God say, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." There's going to be something that's going to happen. I got this word about the seven-year reprieve of words of judgment. I got it on October 21st on 2014. You heard me talk about it before, but now I'm getting greater understanding into it and the timing of it and the exact, what's going on with this. And so I held on to it for a little bit because it appeared totally opposite of many of my prophetic friends. And now the Lord told me to release it now. And I heard him say that this is something that the prophets were not seeing incorrectly. They were seeing things that were going to happen, and most of them anyway. But the prayers of the intercession, listen, the prophetic intercessors grabbed hold of this, and God has postponed any major judgment or disaster that was intended for the West Coast of the U.S. And I'm talking West Coast here. And so the intercessors grabbed hold of it, and God's saying that mercy is going to triumph over judgment. A confirmation, I asked God, for some type of word. I wanted some confirmation. It was radical. I reached for my Bible. This is back in October. And I reached for my Bible, and it literally kind of flew open in my lap to Isaiah 7:7, and that it was a little bit shocking. And this is what, because I had just asked the Lord these words. Here's my words that I said, is I asked God, I wanted a confirmation that the words of judgment that I had been here spoken by some of my friends, even, the things that were going to happen to the West Coast, would be held back for at least 7 years. And I asked the Lord, and when the Bible flew open to Isaiah 7:7, by the way, this is what it said. Yet, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: it will not take place. It will not happen. And God did a confirmation with me. He's been speaking to me over and over about it. And God is saying that there's not going to be any major things happen for the next 7 years. That is, as far as the big one, in other words. But it is possible that if we respond appropriately, listen to me, don't get afraid here. This is good news. If we respond appropriately, it could be held back even more. Notice the verses, Isaiah 7:7. Notice the 7 miles of dolphins and that God's doing something new right now. Listen, every time I've read something, you know, in the Bible where, like, look at, a friend of mine told me today that she was studying Moses and how God, he would hear things from God about judgment, and he would plead with the Lord. He would plead, and God would change his mind. We have to get back into that ability to grab hold of it and change God's heart, because that's what the intercessors have just done, and we're going to see something radical. On 11:11, I talked about this before, but I saw an angel being assigned to bring about this next movement that's coming. I saw an angel assigned to turn what was intended for evil into good. Now, that was a turning angel, I guess. At first, when I saw it, it was like a watcher angel, and this angel was watching and turning things that was coming and flipping those for good. And so we're going to see this. And I've seen these gathering angels. They're mentioned in Matthew 13:27. The gathering angels are sent all over the world right now to draw in the outcast. In Matthew 13:27, Jesus says, and he will send his angels and gather the elect from the four winds of the earth, the ends of the earth, and the ends of heaven. And that there are gathering angels. I've been seeing them for a while, but they're now congregating. Now they're all over the world in squadrons, being sent all over the world, being repositioned right now. When I first saw them was in 2009 when I came back from South Africa. But I'm now seeing them again starting to move into position. They have one assignment and one assignment only, and that's Matthew 13:27, and they're being positioned right now. But also for us, God spoke to me that there has been injustice in the land, and that people have not they haven't judged, and they haven't loved, and they've judged and said instead. And so God is moving on their behalf. He's moving on behalf of the people who've been wounded. And I've been talking about this for a while, but this is happening now. We're going to see a major move of God coming through the next 7 years, through 2022. I'm titling this the 7 years of blessing. And it's just like very similar to, anyway, Pharaoh's dream. You know, when the Joseph anointing got released, I don't know if you know this, but the seven mountain strategy and the Joseph anointing to release kingdom strategies for finances, that's what's coming right now. We are in this time right now. That one of the dreams that Joseph interpreted for Pharaoh was 7 years of plenty, and then it set him up for 7 years of famine. I'm not saying that after 2022 it's going to go down, because I believe that God's going to change his heart, especially with that many people suddenly being awakened. When you see the move and the revival that's coming to the world, you're going to see it's going to change everything. And this is the people have been looking at the end of the world. No, oh no, this is the end of the world as we know it. This is not the end of the world. It's the end of the way things have been, and that God is doing something. And I just want to recap this and be very clear, because I had dreams over the past few weeks. God spoke to me that there's going to be people listening to me right now on this webcast or the recording, and they're going to misunderstand this. They're going to take me out of context. And I've been having dreams of the attack of the religious spirit. We've been getting it all week, and being arrested and false things being planted on me and all kinds of stuff. And so God's prepared me already, and we have a lot of people praying right now. Please start interceding for us. And I saw people watching me right now getting ready to report back to the ministries and other people, other ministers, and taking what I'm saying out of context and try to plot me against them and their word against, you know, I don't know why people do that. They send me prophetic words from other ministers trying to plot us against each other like we're in competition. We are kingdom. This is about the kingdom, and I'm not saying anything bad about anybody, but I want to be 100% clear of exactly what I'm saying, so I'm going to recap it. And this truly is a year of breakthrough for us, and God has issued a new seven-year season of blessing and reprieve. And for the most part, it's been from the result of the prophetic intercessors crying out for mercy and more time, and their prayers have been answered. And in the place of the prophetic words of judgment that many of the prophets saw for the next 7 years, it was going to be a time of releasing of the fulfillment a blessing and even over you. Revival. See, these prophetic words that are coming now are the revival and the blessing words even over your life. And we're going to see things. The Lord showed me that we're going to see the prophetic promises that we've been hearing for years. Bob Jones, who died and went to heaven just last year. Bob Jones, 1 billion youth, the harvest of 1 billion youth coming in. And Arthur Burt, who died last year as well, who had a prophetic word that was, and there shall be no ebb, that the Holy Spirit would move and come and would never withdraw again. There shall be no ebb. Paul Kane's nameless, faceless generation is going to arise. My prophecy from 2012, if you want to hear it or read it, you can go to my blog, DougAddison.com, and go back to the podcast to 2012. And the Lord came on me really strongly at that time about a revival that's going to come in the spiritual outcast. And even there was a lot of signs and confirmations. We're going to see the stadium prophecies happen. We're going to see things start. This is no kidding. We're going to see things that's going to come. And this is the start of a 7-year reversal. And we have actually had time has been extended to make room for a huge harvest. And we're going to see many personal prophecies fulfilled as well. Why? That's the question. Why? What's going on? You know, people have asked me why other prophets aren't seeing this. I don't know. All I know is maybe it's because I'm a prophetic outreach person. I'm oriented towards mercy over judgment because I've been out there enough. I've been out, you know, doing outreaches and interacting with people. And my goodness, I hear the stories and I think we need to be MASH units, mobile army surgical hospitals. And we need to go out and just really help people. And maybe it's that. Maybe it's because I have the seasonal, the Issachar type of anointing, and the season has just changed. This is just in from heaven in the last few weeks, even month, the season has changed. So God spoke that just as the dolphins gathered in Southern California in February 2013, and just as Bob Jones, the prophet, the encouraging prophet, went back to heaven February 2014, 1 year later. So it will be starting February 2015. There will be a shift on the, and we're going to see things on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to see a spiritual shift happen. Now, the full-on harvest won't happen right away. It will have to play out, and there'll be some things happening over the next few years. So I just wanted to be extra clear that something new is happening. It is a time to be encouraged, and it is a time of fulfillment. We are transitioning into a new, radical, major move of God, and revival is coming. I've been prophesying it for a while. I gave my life to it. I've been doing outreaches and things, and it's going to be opposite. Here's what the Lord told me, that it is coming. Oh, yeah, it is coming, but it's going to be outside the camp of our current understanding of doing things. And I said ours. That's mine, too. It's going to be outside the camp of our understanding. I remember sitting down with Prophet Bob Jones, and he told me that the bars are going to become churches, and churches will need to be hospitals. And he was talking about this time right now. And there's been so many people wounded by Christianity. I don't know if you know this. I know because I've been out there enough and listening to stories, and I've moved from apologetics. You know what apologetics is? We used to refute the truth. You know, I moved to apologizing because I come across so many people who've been wounded by Christianity or by religion. And even the spirit-filled Christianity, and there's things going on. You know, I was recently reading the Barna Research Group. They do research, obviously, and surveys and studies. They went out and asked non-Christian what word or phrases best describe Christianity. Now, these are non-Christians that they ask. And the top response among Americans age 16 to 29 was anti-homosexual. The very first thing. That was a staggering 91% of non-Christians. The first thing that they thought of, they came to mind with the Christian faith, was anti-gay. Now, that's, to me, that is alarming, because the second words that came out, the other ones, the you know the the other words that they the survey found was judgmental, hypocritical, and too involved in politics. Now, sadly, this is what people recite when they think of Christianity, instead of things like love, instead of grace, instead of healing or prophecy or anything like that. And when I heard these statistics, I literally fell down and wept, and I said, Oh God, forgive us for not demonstrating your love and grace. God, I pray that the next revival that would just open up that and heal the spiritually wounded, seriously. And God spoke to me just yesterday that this is a season right now that we're in, as we're moving into it, is very similar to the parable of the great banquet that Jesus spoke on Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. Jesus told a parable about a great banquet and that a man was putting on. It was a big feast and a party, and he invited everyone to come, but they all made excuses. They were too busy, and so the man who was putting it on, the master, he sent his servants to invite the outcast. Verse 17, let me just start there. And at the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is now ready. And listen to me. That is a prophetic word. The Lord said, this is a prophetic word for now. Come, for everything is ready. God is preparing a table before us. And we're being given an invitation for something big and something new. Now, notice something in this parable that I'm going to continue to read. The people didn't recognize what was happening. They didn't recognize the invitation that was before them. And so that's what God says is going on right now. We've got to be very careful, because this next move of God is outside of our understanding. And so we got to be very careful. But they all began to, in verse number 18, alike began to make excuses. The first said, I have to go. I just bought a field. I must go see it. Please excuse me. Another, verse 19, the other said that I just bought some oxen, five yoke of oxen. I have to go try them out. Another one said, still another said, I just got married, so I can't come. And the servant went back and reported this to the master, and the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go quickly into the streets, and into the alleys, into the towns, one version says into the highways and byways, and bring in the poor, the crippled, and the blind, and the lame. You know, this represents the spiritual outcasts that are coming in right now. And that God's not so much angry with us, but there is a time right now where he is saying, we really need to do this. This has got to be a time. There's got to be a shift on the earth and on earth as it is in heaven. Verse 22, sir, the servant replied, I've already done this. I've already gone out and made and brought in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and there's still room. And so in verse 23, and the master told the servant, go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. And this is a time I'm saying right now. I don't usually preach like this. In fact, I feel like I'm getting worked up here, but I want to tell you that this is a time of the great banquet. And God is saying that there must be room. We have to make room for it. And the next move is going to be similar to this parable. Study this parable, because it's happening right now. Many have been invited, but we get caught up, and this is what the Lord said, is that that we have to have God's heart for people, and so we have to recognize the spiritually poor, the crippled, the spiritually blind, and be part of it. In other words, the spiritual homeless are being invited to a party, and God spoke to me that we need to understand this parable and not get too busy. You know what I did this year is to not get too busy, because I heard the Lord say this last year, and I've heard two prophetic words last year. I heard the Lord say that you can get busy and miss this move that's coming to Southern California that's going to impact the world. It's not just a Southern California thing, but we can miss this move. And so I radically reduced my traveling down. I normally travel 2 to 3 times a month, and I'm just doing one a month by faith. We don't, seriously by faith, but because I don't want to get all caught up and miss what God's doing. I want to make room for it. But God's moving in the spiritual outcasts and the wounded. Do you know who this is? The prodigal sons and daughters, pastors' kids, those who grew up in church, those who didn't go to church at all, those the ones who are into strange things and lifestyles that you probably don't agree with. Does this sound familiar? Many of these are our own children. They're into things that we don't understand, our grandchildren. And so God has been, He's saving them, really. He's saving them for a new movement. And I've been telling people this, hey, you know what? Don't worry about them, because they might have lost interest in Christianity, church, or Jesus. But guess what? God, I believe God's designed that so that they didn't come in too early. And because they're a new wine, they're a new wineskin. And the church that they're called to, that this group is called to, does not exist yet. That's outside of the camp of our own understanding. And had they come in too early, then it would have been a mess. As Jesus said in Matthew 9:16, talking about wineskins, Jesus says, no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away and the garment tear will become worse. Verse 17, neither do they pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst and the wine will run out and it will be ruined. What God's doing would be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins so that both are preserved. And this shows that God values both. Did you know that God values the old and the new? We've been doing about 90% of the old. You know, 90% of our efforts and our kingdom finances have been geared towards the old. But God says this is, as of 2015, His interest, His priority is the new right now. And it doesn't mean the young or anything like that. It's just the new. He's doing a move that's going to radically change things. Notice this verse in Matthew 9:16. It says that they tried to patch it up. No one sews a patch of unshrunken cloth. We've been trying to patch the old wineskin up. But God says He's saving the new wine. Like the miracle of the wine to water in John chapter 2, he saved the best for last, and that's what we're seeing right now. And we're going to need you to help. We're going to need mothers and fathers, and we're going to have to just really do this. Every time I talk to Bob Jones about his whole life prophecy of the billion youth, the first thing he'd tell me was going to cost a lot of money. Because this group does not have money, and it's going to cost us a lot. That's why God is releasing the Joseph anointing to finance this thing. That's why He's releasing kingdom financial strategies, and we're going to see some amazing things happen over the next few years. So East Coast, don't worry, you're not left out. In fact, just like the Jesus People movement of the 70s, it started on the West Coast. The Azusa Street Revival 1906 started on the West Coast. The Third Wave Charismatic movement, John Wimber, Peter Wagner, started on the West Coast, but it impacted the entire world, and it was picked up, and we're going to start seeing this happen as well. But believe me, I've been seeing things. I've been praying over Chicago. I see a new fire starting in the spirit. I've been prophesying it, waiting to see it in the natural. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen it in the spiritual realm. I saw God's glory coming like a spiritual rain in a casino on the New Jersey shore. I saw the Holy Spirit bringing a move in Orlando that's going to dwarf Disney World. I saw the Holy Spirit visiting Toronto once again. I saw the moves of God happening in the First Nations people. I saw Pentecostal fire coming again to the African American churches and people and families. I saw God moving and promoting women in authority and new healing evangelists rising up with women. And I saw minorities stepping up and new things, finances being released. I saw God moving in our schools among Muslims and among the outcasts. I saw a major move of God coming to South America, centered around Chile and other hot spots. I could go on. I've seen things. This isn't a West Coast thing. This is God is doing something, and we need to grab hold of it. If the intercessors could change God's mind and His heart, then we need to grab hold of this. That's why I'm going to call a 10-day call to prayer, starting because the Lord told me it's a countdown for February 2015. There's a countdown. He told me this shift would happen, just like February 2013, the Dolphins gathered. 2014, we had Bob Jones go to heaven. And 2015 was a major shift coming. So I'm going to call a major 10-day countdown starting January 22nd. We need to come together and pray, and that God's going to break down. He's going to break through something for you to something new. So I'll be releasing a 10-day countdown prayer on my daily prophetic words. So watch for those, and watch for February to be a shift in the heavens. So it's going to open things up for March. And the Lord spoke to me and said, just like I said this once before, I think, but this is again this year, just when we set the clocks forward. When we spring forward, something's going to spring forward in the Spirit for us this year. That's happening on March 8th. And so watch for something significant to happen on March 8th. That's my birthday. And I got visited by Jesus in 2013 on my birthday. And I know that he told me that when things are going to start to open up on my birthday again. And I didn't even realize this till I was writing this, that we're going to spring forward and many people will begin to emerge out of hibernation when we spring forward in March. And they've been hidden. Others have been held back by the enemy, but they're going to start, the enemy, the angels are going to come and loose the chains that have been holding them back. But now we're going to see something happen and people are going to step up and say, yes, Lord, yes to that. In April, we're going to see something happen. Real interesting. April 1st is the date the Lord gave me. And that's 4-1. That's the word I got for this year. Revelation 4-1. New doors are going to start to open. And that I started the webcast with this, with Revelation 4-1. I looked, and before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the angel, the voice that sounded like a trumpet said, come up here. And so in April, we're going to see a blast in the Spirit that's going to shift things. And in June, I saw another major shift happening. Matthew 6:10 is coming about. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And there'll be another major shift in the spiritual realm. June gloom will break off and it's going to lift the fog of forgetfulness, is what the Lord said. There's been a fog of forgetfulness, and God's going to bring to your memory and your spirit promises that you have forgotten things that were prayed over you and prophesied over you. And it's going to set the pace for the rest of the year, and things are going to fall into place by the end of the year. Finding, boy, I tell you that I don't have a lot of revelation for the end of the year, because we got some some things to get ready for. But the Lord told me that we're going to find new fruit in the family tree, and that your generational gifting and calling is going to become clearer this year. And God is revealing something good hidden in the blessings of your family tree and your heritage. You'll no longer be worried about the generational curses. In fact, we're going to start seeing ministry spring up. Mine already does this, but we're going to see ministry spring up that's going to recognize and call forward those blessings, and the curses won't even be as big of an issue as they've had to be in the past. And many people have read the genealogies of the Bible and not understood them, because but God's going to do something, and we're going to see in 2015, we're going to see that your genealogy is going to make sense. And God's going to highlight some things this year. The spirit of Elijah is coming, and the spirit of Elijah, this next move of God is required of reconciliation. And that's from Luke 1:17. And he will go before the Lord, the spirit of the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the parents to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteousness, to make ready and prepare for the Lord. The spirit of the spirit of Elijah will prepare things, but there's something that's required. If you read that again, write it down, Luke 1:17, that the spirit of Elijah shows up and he turns the hearts of the fathers and the mothers to the children. And this is what's going to have to, I'm just saying this, is as we do that, I've noticed it in my family and in my life, as a father and as a grandfather, as I turn my heart towards my daughter, I see things happen in her life. I see spiritual things happening in her life, as opposed to try to push her into an obedience phase or something like that. Begin to love. You're going to see the spirit of Elijah come. You know, I just saw a movie. Linda and I watched a movie called And So It Goes, with Michael Douglas and Diane Keaton. And boy, oh boy, it was so prophetic. It is the spirit of Elijah. It's the hearts of the parents turning back to the children. And I won't spoil it for you. I want you to watch it, and if you can. It's got a prophetic message for right now, that God is turning the hearts. He's turning the hearts of the fathers and the children, and transforming. You're going to see transformation, like in the movie. Transformation took place. A butterfly was involved. Transformation took place. But God is going to use children to bring back this amazing thing. Listen to me. Because of God's timing, the season has changed. Therefore, you're going to need to shift. There's people listening to me right now are going to need to shift onto this heavenly timetable right now. It's going to be a stretch. I'm telling you, those who are used to the judgmental prophecies, I'm just reminding you now, check back with me later on, because what I'm saying here, I'm not saying that we're not going to have any earthquakes or anything like that, but I'm just saying that the return of Christ is not going to happen like we thought. or as soon as we thought, because God says it's not time yet. And this does not mean Jesus is not returning. Did you know that every time he moves, Jesus said, I must go away, but I will come again. You know, that's kind of like a move of God. He goes away, and then he comes again. Not so much in the second coming of Christ, but he comes again in a movement. And it's just like the tide, and it's like the planets that go away from the sun, and they come closer. And many people are misinterpreting what they're getting. They're misinterpreting what they're hearing from God, and overinterpreting. But it's time to get a kingdom mindset and love and watch and see what happens. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you that you're going to do these things right now, that right now we can actually align ourselves with this divine timing and bring in that spirit of Elijah, that spirit of reconciliation. Father, we pray for the spiritual outcasts, even in our family, in our neighborhoods, at work, at school. And Father, give us grace and love and mercy. And I pray for this prophetic word would not come back void or empty, but it would fall on good soil, and there would be radical change in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I went a little longer than I normally do because it's the word of the year and the Lord came on me. Remember my website, DougAddison.com, and someone just asked a question. Clarify, Arthur Burt died, not Arthur Burke died. It was Arthur Burt, B-U-R-T, and my wife just handed me a note, and he, look him up, he was a revivalist in the UK, not Arthur Burke, but Arthur Burt, who had a prophecy called There Shall Be No Ebb. Anyway, my website, DougAddison.com, and you can go there and check out my live events. Hey, January 2015, I'm coming to Birmingham, Alabama, on January 23rd through the 25th. I'm going to be at Faith Active Ministries in Trustville, Alabama, and I'm speaking on dreams and destiny, and they don't have a lot of information yet because they don't get their place to meet until about a week before I arrive, but it's going to be fun, and I guess that happens a lot there, but you can go to DougAddison.com and click on the events to see that as well. Also, donations. Hey, we try to keep this free for a number of years. Please consider donating to our ministry, what we do. We're training people in the supernatural, helping them understand their dreams, God's love, power, and acceptance. I travel and do it. I do it through the internet. Consider being a partner with us, a financial partner. Thank you to our partners, by the way. And you can click on the donate button or the partner button, and you can see that. And if you become a monthly donor of any amount, we put you on the weekly emails that go, and you get videos and things that usually aren't released publicly. And I pray for the partners. I appreciate everybody who's been partnering with us. Also, a special this month because it is January, and I want you to break through to something new. I'm running my Accelerating Into Your Life Purpose 10 session on how to find your destiny, how to change your life, how to lose weight, how to write a book, get a better job. People are doing all kinds of stuff. This was my flagship 10 MP3s and a workbook that comes with it. This is the download version. It's normally $59, but for the month of February, use coupon code 2015 January, all one word, on my website. Get it for $29.50, and I want you to really get a breakthrough. I'm going to do something. We're going to be announcing, I think it's next Wednesday, I'm going to be announcing a special webinar, and I'm trying to pull it off next Wednesday, and if it doesn't happen next week, Wednesday, it's going to be the one after that, but it's a webinar, and I'm opening up Activate Your Life Calling. I open it up all the time this time of year to people who want to. It's a 3-month school online, and it's a journaling based with a live coach and a monthly breakthrough call with me and a live coach that I've trained that you get to journal and interact with. And it's a 3-month process, but I'm opening it up for the whole year. It's going to be open now instead of just every few months. But I'm going to do a webinar on 5 ways to change your life now, and that'll be coming up. Watch, get on my mailing list. If you're not, go to my website because I'm going to be opening that up. Okay, wow, got a lot going on here. I got a dry mouth, but Nina's in the chat room, and she's put some dreams and questions. Excuse me. Here's a question. Can you explain what a tattoo on the right side versus the tattoo on the left side means? Well, you know, I found this out after interpreting a lot of tattoos and dreams and things like that. But on the left side of the body, we put the, it's prophetic, we put the wedding ring. And on the right side, we shake hands, you know, we reach out to something new. So the left side tends to be things you're born with, whereas the right side tends to be new things that you're doing or redeeming in your life. And that's, you hold that loosely, of course, but that you can go to my website, DougAddison.com, and the tattoo interpretation training is on there. It's an online thing. It'll help you with that. Here's a question. What do you think God is inviting people to do with this new move? Well, I think it's to love and don't judge. And I think that's what your question is inviting us to do. He's moving on several levels. It's not going to happen all at once. God's looking for peacemakers right now, and I operate as a peacemaker. And he's looking for people who, you don't have to agree with people. You don't have to agree with, you know, political parties and views and lifestyles. My goodness, some people are telling me, they Facebook me all the time and say, I don't want to go to this person. It's a gay wedding, but it's my daughter, and I don't want to go because I don't want them to think that I agree with their lifestyle. And I'm like, listen to me. They know that you don't agree with their lifestyle, for crying out loud. And going to their wedding and showing love does not mean that you agree with their lifestyle. So that's a change that we need to get into. That's what's coming right now. I'm not saying that, you know, I still believe, and you know, if you're watching me, I know I have a really large gay and lesbian following now, and I still believe that the Bible, what the Bible says about homosexuality. But I want you to know that if you are gay and you're watching me, that God loves you, and that this is the explanation right now. I'm sending people my my statement of faith. I'm just saying that I'm a forerunner right now, and believe me, we're paying the price. And normally I'm booked a year. I'm even usually booked out till September right now. And I want to say that I have very few events scheduled because of what I just said, and not because I'm a heresy. I'm not. I'm just doing something new. I'm loving people. Love don't judge is what's happening right now. Yeah, I just want to say this. It's not just that. It's not gays. It's women. It's minorities. It's all types of people. It's people in the new age. We have to stop singling out certain types of sin, and we have to start looking at, Jesus said, the one without sin casts the first stone. And, you know, we have to stop that because that's what's holding us down. Don't get me started. All right. So here's a dream. I saw a bunch of legs around this flat grassy ground, and a bunch of legs, and I said, it's time to run, and the legs got up and ran up this grassy hill. Well, this is a bunch of legs sitting. God is about to move right now and get things. It's a spirit of moving into what God has. Grassy hill, grass is growth, and we're about to move. There's the voice is coming right now. Get up and run. You know, walk and not be weary. Run and not grow faint is coming right now. All right, here's a dream that I was shot twice in the belly button, and the first shot missed my stomach, but the second one went into my belly button. Well, that is interesting because that's it's an attack right now against your calling, your belly button. If you see someone with a piercing on the belly button or something like that, tattoos around that, or a dream like this of being attacked in the belly button, that's a connection to your generational calling, which I just gave a prophetic word for, that this year God is going to do something in the generational callings. And so what you do is just say, in Jesus' name, that attack will not happen. So Father, we call forward the blessing now, that that this person can find it in Jesus' name. Here's another dream. I had a baby doll that was dirty, and I held it under a faucet of running water to clean it up. Well, babies normally represent new things, you know, new gifts, but this one's not actually necessarily real, but because it's a baby doll. But at the same time, this is saying that God's cleaning something up from your childhood, a calling, a love, because, you know, baby dolls are from, you know, when we're a child, they're a thing of comfort. So God is doing something. He's going to heal something from your past in your childhood to allow you to get up and go with this new move. Here's another dream. New York was hit by a 9-foot tsunami wave, and everyone ignored it. And I was the only one who could see it. Well, you know, tsunamis and things like that tend to represent moves of God coming. Now, we are living in a time, I realize, we are living in a time when these could be real. These could be real tsunamis. But most likely, if you compare the massive amount of dreams that's going on, large percent are symbolic. They're prophetic. They're not literal dreams. But nine is a number of fruit. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is nine, and some people would say that would be judgment hitting New York. But I say, you know, this is something that God is going to bring. I've been seeing a move of God in New York and on the East Coast, and God is looking for people to step up and grab hold of it. And if you do think this is, if you're a dream interpreter or you think this is judgment, then you need to fall down right now and pray that God would break that, because I think that he's doing something new in this area, and he's giving, there's not a lot of people to see it. They're seeing the opposite. All right. Someone wrote my husband a $90,000 check. What does it mean? That was a dream, I assume. And again, here we have the number nine. Nine being fruitfulness. Nine at a great 90,000. There's a lot of favor. Money can be favor. A check being written. There's new favor being given to your husband in the area of growing in some area, some spiritual gifts. Really good dream. Here's another one. I saw my son's red soccer cleats lying on the bed. What does it mean? Well, there's something that your son is called to, and that he's going to be in the game. God's calling him into the game. That's what the soccer game is. The cleats allow him to get a grip and to do things, but they're on a bed. It's going to come through intimacy. It's going to come through, it's going to come through not pressing in really hard, but it's going to come through the rest. He's going to understand the rest of the Lord, R-E-S-T, and he's going to understand things, and he's going to be break free. There's a calling on his life, and boy, you're going to see something. I got that word, plan long. Boy, oh boy, plan long, because God's doing something and he will not be outdone. And these dreams all kind of point towards that. Here's another dream that someone was stalking me. And this is a dream. Doesn't sound good, does it? And now this isn't a case where I'm going to flip it. I'm going to say, you know what? We need to take authority in Jesus' name, that this demonic thing that's been trying to get to you would stop. But also, Father, I pray that you would bring the angels. Here's how you flip it. We take authority over that attack of the enemy. And we bring in now the angels, the angelic protection. And it's the Lord now. I pray that an angel would stop this person and begin to release the new things in Jesus' name. All right, here's another dream. I saw a lot of houses being fixed up, and thought I would have purchased a home before the prices went up. And this is in a dream that that houses being fixed up and that renovating. These are ministries and jobs and things, businesses that God's calling people to right now. It's time to fix it up. It's time to get in and renovate. It's time to call forward those things. And, you know, there's so many right now, because these were abandoned houses, most likely. You know, this is what's going on. There's abandoned houses. There's half-dug wells out there. There's abandoned callings. A lot of the stuff I do, the Lord told me a long time ago, 25 years ago, a prophet told me that I had this, I was just off of drugs. I was a meth addict, and I had just backslidden for a couple more years. And a prophet calls me out of the crowd, 91, and says to me that I had this, the ministry of the rest of my life was going to be the ministry of bestowments. And this is what this fixing up the house is. And getting it before the prices go up. Bestowments are when people let go of a gift, it can be given to you. And not only will you have the anointing for yourself, but you'll have what was intended for them. And I know that I have that, and I've had it most of my life, for the last 25 years or so. And this is what's going on right now. Grab hold of something. Ask God to show you things that you can get. Here's another dream. My mom has pastries, but she doesn't bake. Oh, that's a miracle. Lord God, have mercy. That's a miracle. There's pastries and your mom doesn't bake. That means that there's sweet things she's called to do, but it won't be a lot of effort for her to get there. Here's a reoccurring dream of my father, that my father has passed away, and I assume he hasn't died. And here's an interesting thing, is most people that die in dreams aren't necessarily really dying. It is possible that sometimes it could happen, But most of the time, it's symbolic of dying to one time, one season, and moving to another. So the first thing you do is pray, God, I pray that this would not happen in Jesus' name, right? You pray first. Second thing is then call forward that new season in his life. And you, reoccurring dream, you're going to see something happen. There's a new thing that God's calling your father to do. All right. Well, here's another dream of men shooting at me with guns, but I do not get hurt. But others die and they are shot. All right. Guns are authority. So people are, there's a spiritual attack with people with authority, and it's happening around you. In fact, I had, those are the dreams I was having this week when I knew I was about to release this, that the religious spirit is attacking and doing things. And so that's an attack, but you're not going to get hurt. So, Father, we pray that right now for all the people who are being attacked right now for something new and for sharing the daily prophetic words, and our family family members thinking you're weird, or are stepping out and beginning to love people at work and outside of church, and people judging us and doing something that's unusual and loving, where those shots are, is where people with authority, Christians and leaders, may not understand this new move of God that's coming. And if you're following my ministry, I assume that you probably do. So that's what that dream is, that God's doing something right now. All right, here's a dream. I'm going to an interview in an indoor playground filled with sand, and the job was to be a counselor, and but I was denied because I was not married. All right, well, there's a promotion coming to you, and the spirit of counsel is what God's calling you into. And notice that it's an indoor playground. God wants you to get into a place of understanding this calling on your life. It's not like you failed. He's revealing. This is a destiny dream. He's revealing that you have the spirit of counsel, and it'll come through fun. But here's the thing. You were denied the job not because you weren't married in the natural realm. It's because God says you have to be married to him to get this level that he's calling you to. You have to get into a deeper place with him, and he's calling you to that right now. Now, this is not judgment against him. This is not like you missed it. God's going to train you. He's going to show you things. He's going to put you into the school of the Holy Spirit, and it's an amazing time, really, to be alive. I'm looking at some of the dreams here we have on the chat board, and let's see. Oprah gave me a necklace that said Yeshua. What does that mean? Well, that means someone with authority, with the gift, like a calling within the within media, is really there's a calling or a gift available. It doesn't mean that you'll be doing media necessarily, but it does mean this, two things. One is to pray for Oprah. And that God's doing an awakening in her heart again. She's hanging out with some good people, and so T.D. Jakes is one of them. And you don't get around Bishop Jakes without your life being radically changed. And so I know that there's something happening. We'll see. I just pray that she would be able to begin to hand out these callings to other people. That's her call. And so Yeshua, Jesus, is a cross. Is the name over her life. And I know I've done a lot of research on her past, and yeah, we're going to see something happen. Wow. Here's another one, a dream that, let's see, I'm looking here. I laid down on a church bench, and a person dressed in royal blue sat next to me, and immediately the Holy Spirit came on me. Well, this is an angel coming. This is an angel of authority and prophetic. There's a prophetic authority coming to you, and notice you lay down. This is the season right now, the season that God wants to bring you into, this new time of moving into his rest. Yes, I had a visitation from Jesus August 2013, and he said that it's time to move into his rest. You won't. It doesn't mean you don't work anymore. That means that you produce more you produce more by finding out what's on his agenda, and you can still work hard in his agenda. And when you're doing that, it's going to really, really change things around. I had a dream: a tidal wave hit a house that I knew, but I knew and how to avoid it. But my sister died in it. well, there's a move of God coming. Again, the tidal waves are a move of God that's going to happen in your family. And your sister is going to, there's something going to happen. And this is a good thing, you know, that she's going to lose the current life she has. You know, I lost my life, you know, and the life I had, I now have given it over to God and the kingdom of God. And so it's a good thing when you die in a dream. It's a good thing when a tidal wave is coming as well. All right. So let me find, I want to try to stay in order on these dreams. Here, I keep dreaming of pastors. Well, it depends on what they're doing to you. But it probably is a call, not necessarily your call to leadership, but it's possible that you have a call to help people and to pastor. That is, your calling is to pastor. People don't understand this, is that you can be you can have that pastoral calling on your life without actually being a pastor. And I tried pastoring, and I'm allergic to sheep bites. Thank you very much. That's why I'm on the internet now. But bless those who do pastor, my goodness. But you have a call to pastor everywhere you'd go. You know, I was pastoring in my work where I worked, and people open up their problems to you, right? That's that calling, and that's the amazing thing that's over you. Here's another dream, is that I got a bill for rent for earnings that I had already purchased. For earrings, excuse me. I got a bill is it the earrings or the earrings? Yeah, it is the earrings that I had already purchased. Well, think about the earrings. These are things that are on your ears to hear, the spiritual hearing. And God is doing something. You've already paid the price for the for what's this calling that's coming on you. And the bill, that's, you know, you had already paid this bill for earrings. And the earring is a calling or a hearing gift. And that God's moving you up to a new level right now. All right. You know what? Our time is up. I'm going to convert this we'll actually release the video and the audio on the podcast within a day or two. And I'm going to convert this into a prophetic article that's going to go out. Be watching for it. DougAddison.com is my website, The Daily Prophetic. Don't forget to partner with us in our special this month. I want to thank everybody so much for an amazing year, and I'm going to be praying for you that God would move in your life, in your family, that this is going to be a year of turnaround. So, Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for all the things that you're doing right now. And Lord, I thank you that you're opening up the heavens over those who don't even realize it. And I pray, Father, for protection, all these tidal wave dreams and the dying to the old thing and the bringing the new. We ask, God, you would do that now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. See you on the internet.